Well, now it's important to hear from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we have Kerry Erasmus, Miss Kerry Erasmus, a registered dietitian on the line, and today we're going to talk about all about cooking, and I'm keen to hear this one. Good morning to you, Kerry. Can you hear us?
Morning. Yes, I can hear you very clearly. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. You're coming through loud and clear, all working well in the studio, yeah? Murphy's not around today. We're going to talk about what's happening to home cooking. Let's get that right. But firstly, maybe you'd like to introduce yourself on air.
Yeah, so I'm Kerry Erasmus. I'm a registered dietitian with the Heart and Stroke Foundation, South Africa. So we are a registered NPO that works very hard to try and decrease the burden of cardiovascular disease and cerebrovascular disease. So in other words, heart disease and stroke in South Africa.
Something that I think a lot of us all just think, oh, it'll never happen to me, and we don't obey the symptoms and that, and until sometimes it's too late. So it's always good to take the advice from the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Yes, no, definitely. A lot of South Africans aren't aware of the common risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol levels, and how lifestyle or behavioral factors like a poor diet can lead to these things.
That leads us on to today's conversation then. Tell us what's happening to home cooking, and we'll lead that one into why is home cooking so important?
Yes, so South Africa's dietary landscape has transformed quite a bit over the years. So we've experienced what's known as a nutrition transition, where our traditional food patterns have given way to modern Western-style eating habits. So in other words, as our country's economy has grown, our diets have shifted more from wholesome, home-cooked meals to processed foods high in saturated fats, sugars, salt, and preservatives, of course. So this change, of course, has been driven in part by our increasingly busy lives. So many of us have turned to convenience foods and takeout as a quick fix, sacrificing, unfortunately, nutrition for ease. And this trend has then led to a decline in cooking skills and preparing our own meals. Today, many of us are unaware of how our meals are prepared, what ingredients are used, and where our food comes from. So we're often oblivious to the additives, preservatives, and processing methods that go into the foods that we consume. Unfortunately, this lack of awareness has significant implications for our health, as well as our relationship with food. So it's very important that as we navigate the kind of challenges of modern life, we reclaim our connection with food and with cooking.
Yeah, I think we're all guilty of that. We get so tied up with work and food. We're just having it because we have to have it, and grab the nearest thing that we can find there. What are some of the common barriers to home cooking?
Yes, so it's no secret that we live in a fast-paced world driven by, you know, hustle culture that demands our time and energy. We all have increasingly busy lives, and sustaining ourselves with good nutrition can be a challenge. So common barriers to healthy eating, like lack of time, demanding jobs, limited cooking skills and confidence, are all challenges that we are seeing now. There's also an overwhelming array of recipe choices and ingredient options that can be kind of daunting. However, the good news is that these barriers can easily be overcome with a little planning, practice, and patience. So we're fortunate to live in an era where online resources are abundant and readily available. It's just very important to make sure that you source information from credible sources so that what you are preparing is based on accurate and reliable information. So, for example, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa has a wealth of reliable resources, including different recipe books available for free download on our website. And these recipes are not only delicious, but they've also been carefully developed by a team of professionals, including dietitians and chefs, which provide well-balanced and nutritious meals that optimize your health. So if the public leverages resources and takes small steps towards healthy eating, that's how we can overcome these barriers that stand in our way to cultivate a healthier relationship with food.
I know I'm guilty of that too, when I try and cook a meal or two there, and we'll add a little bit more, Not quite sure if this is the one I should be using, but so as you say, make sure that you're using the correct ingredients. How can listeners get started with some easy home cooking?
So I always recommend starting with simple recipes and ingredients, especially if you're new to cooking. So begin by choosing the healthy foods that you love to eat, like your favorite vegetables. Then head to the grocery store and see which healthy foods catch your eye. Remember, eating is a sensory experience, so let your senses guide you. You might find yourself drawn to vibrant colors of fresh produce or the aroma of freshly baked bread. Listeners should remember that it's supposed to be a joyful experience.
What is the simplest recipe that you can pass on to our listeners? Something really basic. And yeah, I think stay away from the tinned food and that, and pick the fresh vegetables off the shelf is a number one.
Yeah, so if we were to get practical, starting with healthy cooking doesn't have to be complicated. One of my favorite simple recipes for beginners is a delicious stir fry, where you simply saute some veggies you have on hand in the fridge or that you just picked out from the grocery store, you know, onions, garlic, peppers, carrots. Guys, hear me? Oh, thank you. Great. Okay. Back to our recipe. So, you know, whatever veggies you have in the house, in the fridge, or that you just picked out, you fry that in a small amount of a healthy plant oil, like your canola oil. You add your healthy lean protein, like your chicken breast, or even omega-3 rich fish, like tuna or sardines are great protein options. You flavor with raw spices and herbs like paprika, chili flakes, cumin or turmeric. And then finally, you serve that with a high fiber whole grain starch, like, for example, brown rice. And then you've got a simple but nutritious meal. And it's a great way to use leftovers and get comfortable in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm actually drooling as you mentioned that. And yeah, you mentioned all the spices in that, and I mentioned earlier on overspicing. Is that possible? Is that something we should be careful of?
So with spices, what you really want to be careful of is pre-mixed spices or flavorings that contain added additives, or especially sodium. We know that sodium or salt is a major contributor to high blood pressure, which is the leading risk factor for cardiovascular disease and stroke. So you really want to try and reduce your salt intake. The recommended daily intake is actually 5 grams, which is equal to 1 teaspoon of salt for the entire day, including salt that has already been added to foods during processing. So with spices, that's why we always recommend using raw spices that don't have extra sodium in them, and using that to flavor your food instead of salt or spices that have sodium added to them.
Yeah, I know I'm always guilty of that one. I was cooking with food or cooking with salt, and we put lots of salt on while I was cooking. You don't need to add so much salt, but nevertheless, we pour it on. And as you say, that's a no-no. Anything else that you'd like to add of importance?
Yes, so just quickly to highlight why home cooking is so important, again, to our listeners, is it offers a multitude of benefits that extend far beyond just your plate. So for one, it empowers you to take control of ingredients and nutrients that go into your food and then into your body. Unlike processed foods or ready-made meals, which often contain hidden salt, sugar, fat, and preservatives that can be harmful to your health, home cooking allows you to make intentional choices about the foods that you eat. So it's a powerful act of self-care and self-love. So as our Valentine's campaign of the Heart and Stroke Foundation so aptly puts it, love not just for others, but also for ourselves, our hearts, and our bodies as a whole. So by cooking at home, you cultivate that love for yourself and your body, and you cultivate healthy eating habits over time. It also plays a vital role in fostering family bonding and community connection. So when we prepare and share meals with loved ones, we can create a culture of togetherness and warmth.
Well, I'm certainly, I hope our listeners have picked up on those tips. And as you mentioned, Valentine's Day coming up, and if you're going to be cooking at home, just bear those words in mind. Those important points there. Where can we listen and find out more information? And earlier you mentioned that you have a website, which I'm keen on looking at as well. Could you maybe pass that on to the listeners?
Yes, definitely. So listeners can learn more about heart health and healthy eating and find those healthy recipe books I was talking about at our website on www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also speak to one of our dietitians by calling our office at 021-422-1586. And then as we continue to commemorate the month of love, we urge South Africans to continue to support the foundation by donating towards our programs, so they can find a tab for donating on our website as well.
All important there, and yeah, please do donate. It's all for a good cause, and definitely, I think the heart is an important thing. It can be broken, it can break itself, it can pack up. So let's take those precautions there. Any final words from your side, Kerry?
Yes, just to add on to what you just said, the heart can also be healed with intentional choices like healthy eating. So just to urge listeners to make choices that support their heart health.
Yeah, you spoke about takeaways, and often you have that takeaway, you suddenly enjoy it, but a little bit later, something tells you you've had something you shouldn't have had there. Kerry, thank you very much, and it's been great. I've learned a lot myself, and I'm sure our listeners have picked up a lot, and we look forward to your next session.
Thank you so much. I look forward to chatting to you next week.
Great stuff, and you have a great day there, and look after yourself, and thanks for all that valuable information. Cheers now.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Kerry Erasmus from the registered, one of our registered dietitians from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, with some very, very valuable information. And